Women continue to get confusing messages about mammography. The current issue of the Annals of Internal Medicine has yet another study that indicates getting mammograms before age 50 does not save lives. The journal also contains a report from the Federal Task Force urging women to start getting mammograms at age 40. Despite the apparent contradiction, NPR's Richard Knox reports that experts are beginning to agree on the limits of mammography. He also talked to one woman who has been let down by mammography but doesn't blame the test.
Sue Babin loves nothing more than sailing. As often as she can, she threads her 28-foot boat Daydreamer through the busy waters of Boston Harbor to the Outer Islands and beyond.
Ready, bow.
Ready.
Heartily.
Babin is intense, tanned, 5'3", 110 pounds. She's the kind of person who likes to be on top of things. When she sails, she's constantly squinting ahead, gauging wind and current, checking charts and fiddling with her handheld GPS navigator. She's launched healthcare companies and steered them to success. And when it came to her own health care, she wanted to know all there was to know.
I had a baseline mammogram when I was 40 because my primary care physician thought at that time that everybody at the age of 40 should have a baseline mammogram.
Throughout her 40s, she had a mammogram every year. She thought it was the smart thing to do.
I suppose like everybody else, I thought that they were going to detect a breast cancer.
That if something were there, the mammogram would find it.
Yeah.
But when Sue Babin was 49, only 9 months after her last mammogram, she got a nasty surprise.
I found a lump that was small but was large enough that it was worrisome that it hadn't been found 9 months before.
She knew this lump was different from anything she'd ever felt. So she immediately contacted her primary care doctor, Susan Bennett.
Susan's situation was not unusual for my practice, and upon referral for breast biopsy, her worst fears proved to be true. It was a malignancy.
In other words, mammography failed Sue Babin. She's among many mammography patients under age 50 who get what doctors call a false negative. It's one of many reasons why skeptics say women in this younger age group shouldn't rely on mammography. Yet Bennett says many women feel otherwise.
Women hope and believe that mammography is not only going to detect cancer early enough for them to be cured, but there's almost, I think, a magical belief that perhaps getting regular mammography may prevent breast cancer. This is something I experienced myself as a patient. Sort of this clean bill of health concept that gives you like an inoculation against disease.
But over the past year, many women's confidence in mammography has been shaken by a series of new studies and analyses. They're trying to answer what seems like a simple question. Do mammograms save lives among women under 50? The latest update of a Canadian study says probably not. Dr. Stephen Goodman of Johns Hopkins University says the evidence from this and other studies is all pointing in the same direction.
Here we have a situation where something on the order of 500,000 women have been studied, and yet we're still getting debate about the existence of benefit or how big it is. And what this really points to is the fact that this benefit is actually quite small.
At least among women under 50. The Canadian study enrolled 50,000 of them. Half got mammograms every year. Half didn't. Over the next 16 years, women who got mammograms were no less likely to die of breast cancer, even though mammograms discovered somewhat more cancers. Experts agree that mammograms sometimes lead to unnecessary biopsies and even mastectomies for abnormalities and small cancers that would never become life-threatening. Goodman says these risks would be worth it if there were a larger benefit from mammography in premenopausal women, but there isn't.
Even the people who claim the greatest benefit from mammography from these studies do not claim that it can prevent more than a minority, 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5, of breast cancer deaths.
So, does that justify mammograms for younger women? The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force thinks so. For years, this respected group did not recommend mammograms for women under 50. But earlier this year, the task force changed its mind. The panel explains why in the Annals of Internal Medicine. It looked at 7 studies involving women under 50, including the Canadian trial. Taken altogether, the group says mammography may lower the death risk by 15 to 20% in younger women, but it adds that the evidence is only fair. Susan Bennett, Sue Babin's doctor, says she'll follow the task force's recommendation because that's her job as a doctor. She'll offer mammograms to younger women, but with some big caveats.
I tell women I don't believe this is a good screening test. It's possible that it will not do anything for you except detect an abnormality that's not cancer. So as long as you're not overly reassured by a normal mammogram or overly terrified by an abnormal finding, I'm comfortable ordering this test.
You know what it is? You're getting into, this is a funny place here because of the islands.
Babin is teaching a young friend how to sail in Boston Harbor, where the winds sometimes seem to shift every minute.
This is the way I clean, just the jib sheets.
Okay. It's a challenging environment with lots to keep track of, but Babin is in control. She likes feeling in control of something. She says this is why many women will probably still choose to have mammograms.
Breast cancer is a very scary thing for everybody. It's a very unpredictable disease, and I think that people want to feel that they're in control of it, and recommending mammograms for people gives people a sense that they really are controlling something that in fact is probably still largely beyond their control.
Babin has learned to accept that mammography can mislead as well as discover. She doesn't blame the technology.
I'm very angry about getting breast cancer, but I'm not angry about the fact that I got it after having clean mammogram.
Goodman of Johns Hopkins says we don't need more studies on mammography. What we need are ways to detect and treat the disease before it can be seen on a mammogram. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.
More stories on the mammogram debate are available on the website npr.org.